After Brian Larkin, chief of the Waterloo Regional Police Service, announced his departure last week, members of the Police Services Board shared their appreciation for his 31 years of service at a board meeting on Wednesday. "It's our loss and Canada's gain," said Carl Kiefer, vice chair of the Waterloo Regional Police Services Board. Larkin thanked the board for its continued support in making the decision to leave and accept a position as Deputy Commissioner, Specialized Policing Services with the RCMP. "It's a bittersweet moment filled with mixed emotions. But I want to focus on the amazing things happening within our community because that is most important," Larkin said. In his report to the board, Larkin mentioned the Ontario government's recent investment of over $12.3 million in the Waterloo Regional Police Service over 3 years to help improve community safety in Waterloo Region. "Yesterday, we were very pleased to receive this support. It was the full allocation that we had requested," Larkin said. He said the majority of the funds will support community engagement, the well-being branch that is focused on community safety and engagement, proactive policing, the integrated mobile police and crisis team, impact, mental health clinicians, and the communication center. "We will be able to ensure that individuals in need have the right access to the healthcare system," Larkin said. "With a mental health clinician, funded by a large portion of this investment, we hope to see a reduction of more than 20% of demand on policing. We need to remain focused on the amazing work our members are doing. The call to serve our community is the important thing. I'm simply one person that leads an amazing team. There are 1,200 amazing members who make it happen every day." Karen Redman, chair of the Waterloo Regional Police Services Board, said that Larkin's vision and passion for local policing have been a huge asset to the community. "On behalf of the Police Services Board and the 630,000 residents of Waterloo Region, I want to recognize your outstanding contribution to this community. We've seen an important culture change and reform locally as well as across the province and country," Redman said. Larkin began his career in 1991, starting as constable and rising to the rank of superintendent. He also served as Deputy Chief of Guelph Police before becoming Chief with the Waterloo Regional Police Service. He currently serves as President of the Canadian Association of Chiefs of Police and as a past President of the Ontario Association of Chiefs of Police. "The leadership displayed by you and the service throughout the pandemic in these uncharted waters has been amazing. You provided incredible leadership," Redman said. "I think back to the Freedom Rally and the truckers, and that fact that not only did our personnel support Ottawa and Windsor, but we had strategic leadership teams to provide crowd control and tactical support." Redman said that Larkin is a vocal champion and a mentor to many local causes, including the Special Olympics. "So many community organizations have benefited from your support," she said. Redman said Waterloo Regional Police Service continues to find new ways to engage our community, deliver exceptional services and modernize operations. "This includes how it responds to calls, engages in the cyber realm, and addresses hate-motivated crimes. You lead by example, and you have encouraged leadership opportunities throughout the organization, including your role as President of the Canadian Chiefs of Police. I think of the encouragement you give to others to enhance their leadership development as well as firmly establishing our service on the map, provincially and nationally," Redman said. "The prediction is that by 2051, we are slated to grow by 54%. We have to continue to be innovative, and many of these innovations have happened under your leadership. Our community continues to be in your debt." Larkin will work with the Waterloo Regional Police Services Board on a transition date. An interim chief will be named before his departure.